There is an election coming up on August 23rd, and it's unusual this year. Shirley Buell, president of the League of Women Voters of Rensselaer County, joins us now to explain. Hi, Shirley.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining us.
It's nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
So you've told me that the election season in Rensselaer, Rensselaer County this year is unique. How so?
Two reasons, I would say. One is that after the 2020 census was completed, redistricting occurred throughout New York State and in Rensselaer County. So there were some district changes. The second reason is that Antonio Delgado was appointed as lieutenant governor, and that left an open office in his former positions, which was a congressional House of Representative position.
So does that mean that that there will be an election to fill his slot as well, a special election?
Yeah. So in August, the reason we're having August primaries was because of the redistricting changes and legal challenges. But in fact, there will actually be two elections on August 23rd, one to replace Antonio Delgado and the other one, a primary election.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Does this mean that everybody in the area, because of redistricting, might be in a different district with potentially a different polling place than before? Some will stay the same, some will be different?
Yes, that's exactly right. Definitely.
So the easiest way to check to know both where to vote and who's going to be on your ballot is what?
The League recommends going to www.vote411.org, and it will ask you your address. It will also ask you, I believe, your date of birth and your party, but it will identify for you who you can vote for, and it will also let you know where you can vote. There's different links you can click on once you get into it.
So you can find your polling place and you essentially get a preview of what's going to be on your ballot. So you can figure out all your choices before you walk in there. You won't be surprised.
Correct.
Okay. So now let me ask you this. Let's first talk about the special election to fill the rest of Delgado's seat. So the only people who can vote in that one are the people who live in his district, which they would find out by going to vote411.org. And if that race appears on their ballot, that means, yeah, you can cast a vote in that one.
Correct.
Is that right?
That is correct. And for people who know what their district number was, it's for the, like through the end of this year, Congressional District 19. However, if you go into vote411.org, you don't have to know that. It will tell you for sure based on your address.
I think that's the safest way. Some people know their district numbers, some they don't. Some district numbers will stay the same for people, some will change. So just go by your address, go by vote411.org and you won't go wrong. Is that right?
I would agree with that, yes.
All righty. So now, for voters who, before we move on, if voters who are going to be voting in that race want to know, have a nonpartisan source of a sort of introduction to all the candidates, is there anywhere you would recommend they look?
Well, you can also get that information on the same website, vote411.org, and The way the information is put into that website is that the League of Women Voters sends an invitation to every candidate with identifying information and a few questions. It's up to the candidate to decide if they're going to complete it and then submit the answers. So hopefully there will be lots of information. I haven't checked it today, but there were many of the candidates who had put information in.
That's very helpful.
Yeah, that should also help people.
All right, let's move on from that special election. What are the other kinds of races that are going to appear in on ballots in the area?
All right. Well, the other election is a primary election, which means that people who are registered in a party that is running a candidate will be able, and a candidate that is opposed, so they will be able to vote and make a choice of who, which candidate they are choosing to run in the general election. So again, it's a good thing to check this vote 411, because if you do put your address and your party in, it will clearly tell you if there is any primary for you to participate in.
That's right. And it goes by your registration. At this point, yes. What your register is too late to change it.
It is.
It's probably too late to even register. You need to be registered to vote by now in order to vote in that election. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay.
You would have had to be registered by late in July.
Okay. That ship has sailed. We don't even need to go there. So you said certain congressional districts will have primaries in one party or another, not necessarily both, not necessarily either. And also, is it true then that New York State Senate seats are also having primaries or no?
Well, that's one of the situations where there are not two candidates running for a Senate seat. So mm-hmm. No, there are no primaries. There will be candidates in the general election. But
okay.
There are no primaries, right?
Okay. Then let me ask you this. Let's get into logistics about who's voting when and where. I think you've already cleared up this first question, who. People have to be registered by now. And you have to, if it's a primary, you're only eligible to vote in the primary of the party in which you are registered. Is that correct?
Exactly.
All righty. And now let's go to the question of when, because even though Election Day is August 23rd, I understand there's some early voting options.
That's correct. The early voting actually starts this Saturday. And there in Rensselaer County, there are three locations. One is in Skodak Town Hall, the other is Brunswick Town Hall, and the third one is at 500 Federal Street. It's the federal building, Social Security building in downtown Troy. They're all of them have the same hours. It starts on Saturday. It goes through the following Sunday. So there's 9 days. And on Saturday and Sunday, people can go between 9 and 5. On Monday and Wednesday, 12 to 8. And then Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 to 5. So there are 2 days that have evening hours, and the rest of the time it is 9 to 5. You can pick anyone you want to.
Right.
It's unlike when you vote on Election Day, where you have to go to the correct polling station.
Okay. We're coming to the home stretch. We don't really have time to talk about races, but I understand that one of the more interesting ones is for people living in Elise Stefanik's district, the Democrats will be having a primary to find out who's going to go up against her in the general election. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
All righty. Any other interesting races to look at?
I think all races are interesting, but I think because of district changes and other things, I know that Jake Ashby, who has been the assemblyman for much of Rensselaer County, is running in the Senate race. So that'll be a little bit of a change. So, but basically, I think all of them have interest points.
Just to wrap up, if people have a question that they don't find on vote411.org, where do you suggest they go?
Well, I would actually suggest they call the Board of Elections. Certainly if it's around where, when, if they're registered, anything like that, call them.
Shirley Buell, President of the League of Women Voters of Rensselaer County, thank you so much for coming on and clearing all this up for us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.